Greetings to you. I welcome you to the chapter Classifications and Characteristics of Services. Here, I am going to explain you why this chapter is very important, which will give you an idea about how and why this classification of services becomes so important if you need to design the service business. The learning objectives which we will go through during the sessions are: appreciate the classifications of the services. Here, when I say appreciate the classifications of services, I mean you will be in a position to understand why and how this classification of service will help you or enable you to design the service management concept. You will also be in a position to differentiate the characteristics of the services. Largely, we discuss normally what are the different characteristics, but unless and until you are in a position to differentiate what are the different characteristics of services, it becomes a little more difficult to identify the right kind of manpower, the right kind of service delivery mechanism, the right kind of service design process. Once you have the skill set of differentiating the services, probably you will be in a position to expertise your deliveries, you will be in a position to improvise your performance management system, you will be in a position to design the service concept in a much improved way. Third, which is very important, is the concept of service management. The concept of service management includes your methods, your processes, your parameters which are going to help you in winning the markets. Fourth, but not the least, the critical factors which are responsible for service management. Before we get into the services management and appreciation of classification and characteristics of services, I would like to take you to what exactly services means and how do we define this service. So, service is basically a result of such activities which facilitate and add value to the services, to the receiver of the services, in such a way that the condition of a person or object or information is processed in a way so that the receiver of the service is satisfied, or there is a transformation without changing the basic characteristics of the service receiver. Which means that when I am trying to deliver you a service, I am creating a value mechanism. I am trying to create a system which is going to create value for you, so that the beneficiary or the customer of this service is going to change something which is going to add value to him in terms of happiness, in terms of ease, in terms of convenience, in terms of peace of mind, or in terms of whatever customer is looking forward for. For example, when I deliver you a service in terms of healthcare, I am trying to add value to your health by giving you some mechanism, some massage or medicines or diagnostic system, which will enable you to create a more better, healthy patient or a healthy customer. So, services by and large will be adding value to you in terms of direct services or indirect services, and thereby creating value in terms of peace of mind. So, this is what services mean to you or mean to us when we talk about what exactly services are. We had discussed in chapter 1 the differences between the physical goods and the services. And when I said physical goods or services, I would like to clarify that service is also a product. When I say service is a product, I mean to say, or I have defined product in a very simple format, that anything which can be sold in the marketplace, anything which can be sold in the marketplace which satisfies the need of the customer is a product. And therefore, services are also sold as a product. Now, more and more companies or more organizations are trying to design their product or trying to design their service in such a fashion so that it becomes more of a standardized product, because the scope or the space in which the services are being delivered is improving and is increasing day by day. So, services are being delivered in the marketplace in terms of mass delivery mechanism, and therefore, services are more and more productized. Next, which is very important, is how do we understand services a little better. I have defined what is services, but to understand the service little more better, I would love to share with you that it is an action service is an action of helping or doing work for someone as per the requirement of the customer. So it is very clear that we are not doing something which is your requirement or what you wish to do, but you will have to do something which is as per the need or the requirement of the customer. It can be a large system which fulfills the need of a public, like transportation services, electricity supply services, telecom services, or it can be a very small system of services in terms of something called personal services like hair cutting or surgery or anything else. It can also be an activity with regards to repairs of products or maintenance of the product. This is largely in tune with manufacturing system, which actually designs a real physical good and which is supplied to the customer. But unless and until it is bundled with service, the total solution is not being delivered to the customer. Hence, it is important that there is a mechanism, there is a service system which is going to help in installation of the product, in repairing of the product, or in terms of preventive maintenance of the product for long running of the product. It can be regarded as an entertainment system. When we see a movie, probably, a movie is a service system mechanism wherein services is being created, it is being stored, and it is delivered to the customer to entertain him. It can be a series of activities. Services may not be one-time activity, it can be a series of activity. So when I say a series of activity, it can be one service at now, probably services little later, and again services little more after a long period of time or after a short duration, so that the overall service package helps the customer to improve his performance, or probably it can help improve his expectations from the marketplace. Say example could be your education system. When I say series of activities or series of system, when you say you are in class 1 or class 2 and class 3, it becomes a series of a system or of an education system which customer consumes over a period of time and develops himself as a professional. It can be a platform where supplier and customers meet. Today when we talk about online services, you will all agree that we come to a place like Flipkart or Amazon or eBay or any other platform wherein suppliers are also there and customers are also there. So service create a platform where customers and suppliers meet, they exchange, and then they move out. So different platforms for services, different mechanisms for delivering services, and different moods and methods and probably techniques of delivering services are now being created more and more, because as we have discussed in this chapter 1, that service economy is booming. Since we are India, when we say we, I am talking about India as a country is developing, we are also increasing our GDP in terms of our service economy, and hence we have a large spectrum of services to be offered to the customer, and hence it is very important for us to understand what exactly the services means to us. Some of the examples of services, when I say we have defined services, you have also understood now what services mean. Now some of the important examples could be in terms of laundry. When I say laundry services, I am talking about an activity carried out of a tangible product. So customer is the owner of the product, and this tangible product is being served by a service provider and given back to the customer as a clean product. So product which is clean now and which is now ready to use. Second could be services provided to an intangible product. When you are providing the services to an intangible product, we are talking about businesses like financial businesses, insurance businesses, where we are talking about accounting, or we are talking about delivering a product which probably is an intangible one. Third is providing or creating intangible products. When I am saying creating now, so here in the earlier segment or the number 2 example, I have talked about finance or insurance product, which is largely and data management system. When I am talking about example 3, we are talking about an intangible product which is largely to do with the development of the customer. So here best examples could be education system or healthcare mechanism. The fourth one is providing manufacturing tangible products to the buyers. In terms of say the manufacturer produces the product, but this products have to be transported to the customer, or this product have to be moved in terms of supply chain management. So this is another type of service which a service provider is providing in the marketplace. So these are some of the large examples in the marketplace which are being, you know, which are being provided to the customer and being and this is the space where services businesses are currently operated. Next, very important for us to understand is the characteristics of the services. Again, I'll share with you in the end why this understanding of characteristics is important, because this is going to help you in designing the service. This is also going to help you innovating in the service. This is this characteristics will also help you to understand what type of business you wish to be doing. Characteristics will also enable you to understand the design mechanism or the vision for the service business. So when we understand these characteristics, these are largely four different characteristics. First is the intangibility, wherein we have already seen that services are more and more intangible. It is difficult to feel and see the service, but you can experience the service. Second important characteristics is the inseparability. When I say inseparability, I am saying that it is difficult to separate the services from the customer or separate the services from the manufacturer. Means customer becomes a part of service when I am saying it becomes inseparable. Third characteristics is variability. When I say variability, I am saying service business is difficult to standardize. One, because the service providers keep on changing. I mean to say that today when you visit a store, probably the person who is providing you services may not be available to you when you visit the stores next time. Or when I say variability, I am saying with every customer or every different customer, the services keep on changing because every customer keeps on changing over a period of time. Fourth parameter is the perishability. When I say perishability, you will all agree that services are highly perishable. Means once you do not consume the service at that moment of time, it perishes. So keeping in mind this important characteristics of services, we will have to understand how this characteristics of services are going to impact the marketing of services and how this characteristics of services are going to help us design strategies for development of better business models. So first we need to understand this intangibility part of it. So when you say intangibility part of it, I have shown a very simple model which will help you to understand what I mean by intangibility. So when I say sugar as a product, you will see sugar as a very system, or you know, you can feel the sugar, you can taste the sugar, you can see, you can buy the sugar, you can do everything with the sugar. Means you can see, feel, touch, taste, everything which is, because sugar is available in the physical form. When I say house, you consume the house, you can own the house. Similarly with the automobile, you own the automobile, you use the automobile. So these are largely tangible products. When we say custom made clothing, it is now getting shifted towards service come physical goods. It is a combination of a physical good and a service. So when I say I am designing clothes for you, so the material cloth is the part of tangible product, wherein the design for a customer is the intangible part of it. Similarly, restaurants and other businesses fall in the category of combination business, wherein there is a physical good and there is a service part of it or the service. Now when I see the other businesses like air travel business or the healthcare business or ad agency or education business, the component of the physical good is reducing. In the air travel business, probably plane is still the product which is being consumed and used. Similarly, the healthcare, where doctor is using or giving you some medicines, so some form of medicines and all becomes part of the physical good, but more of services where you talk about the knowledge of the doctor, the other services being provided in the hospital or any other system. Similarly, ad agencies, when you talk about ad agencies, there is nothing which is actually seen, only the advertisements are seen after they are made, but it is more of the knowledge, the creativity, the innovation and the service centers or the ad agency which is demonstrated and consumed by the customer finally. Education is purely a service business, where we say it is purely when you talk about the knowledge part of the teacher or the professor, which is delivered to the students by various medias. It could be online media, it could be the classroom or the direct contact media, it could be PCPs in terms of personal contacts, or it could be tuitions or coaching. So education can be delivered in different formats, different forms, through different channels. So this is how, when I say tangibility, you understand tangibility in terms of what exactly or how exactly services become intangible. Similarly, there is one more example when you talk about the intangibility. You see petrol, you see cars, tires, which are into the tangible modes. Washing machine, restaurant meals, or till this restaurant meal, you will see that things are a little more towards tangible. When we move towards haircut, MBA degree, or car insurance policies, marriage counseling, medical advisors, legal or financial advisors, these move towards the intangible mode where you actually can't see them, you can't feel them, but you can hear them, you can understand them, and you can consume them, definitely. So this is how you will understand that services are largely intangible. You cannot actually touch them, but you have to consume and experience them. So now you, for example, when you see this video, you are consuming this video, you are not actually touching or feeling it, but you are experiencing the sound, you are experiencing the knowledge, and probably you can use this for betterment of your own self. Some of the implications when we talk about the intangibility to the marketeer is services cannot be stored. Now this becomes a big challenge for a marketeer because he cannot store the services. So if he cannot store the services, so services being produced on that day either need to be sold to the customer. If they cannot be sold to the customer, they are actually lost, means they get perished. So it is a challenge for the marketer to manage the demand supply gap. When you fail to manage the demand supply gap, either there is an excess production of services or there is loss when there is services get perished. So difficult to store is one of the important parameter and which actually hits the marketeers. A second important challenge is the services cannot be patented legally. Since you all know that when you have a physical good or physical product, it is very easy for you to legally patent that product, but it is very difficult to patent the services. Services cannot be easily displayed to the customer. As we see, when you go to a retail mall, probably you handle a lot of products. It could be a biscuits, it could be ice creams, it could be so many other products which you feel them, you touch them, then probably you play around with them and then you buy. But when you talk about services, they cannot be directly displayed. You have to experience the service to consume or feel it, and then only you decide whether you buy it or no. So every time it is not possible for you to experience the services. Only when you buy the services, probably you are in a position to consume. And therefore, for some of the products, customers or the marketers have been trying to ensure that you experience the service first and then you buy, though it is very, very difficult and challenging. Communicating service quality is also a challenge. Like probably the best examples could be that I will say that my services or my educational system or the institute which I work is best in class. But how do I show to you that it is best in class other than some of the physical evidences in terms of quality documents or quality management systems or quality certifications? I don't have anything else to demonstrate to you that I am good in quality. So therefore, the seventh P, which is so important, called physical evidence in the service, that comes into play, and then probably people believe that if the physical evidence is working, then probably the services being delivered would be obviously good. But to be very honest, communicating that my services are quality service is still a big challenge for many organizations, and especially if they are small organizations, people take a lot of time to believe somebody because there is anyway trust deficient in the marketplace. Next important parameter is the decisions regarding advertising and promotions are difficult. So we all see that we have to make some decisions in life when we talk about advertising of services and promotions. Since we cannot see the service, since we cannot show the service in terms of physical form, even the advertisements of services becomes very difficult, and marketers find it extremely difficult to create an advertisement, because there is a lot of innovation and creativity involved when you talk about designing an advertisement of the services. pricing of services is also very, very difficult. For a physical product, we all know that what could be the cost component of raw material, what could be the cost component which goes in transformation of the product, what is the cost of people, what is the cost of power, what is the cost of... So there are a lot of objective factors which are involved when we talk about physical goods. But when we talk about services, there is people component, there is the process component, there is an equipment component. But when you talk about the value creation out of service, the pricing becomes very difficult, because value created by the service is altogether different than value created by the physical product. And people are looking for more and more of value in services, and therefore costing becomes a challenge, and hence pricing becomes equally difficult. Price versus quality relationship is little complex. When I say price and quality relationship is complex, I mean that somebody who has not experienced the quality of the service, for him to pay a price becomes a challenge. Means when I have a system wherein I say I have an excellent quality, and therefore my price, for paying my price, there has to be a premium. Somebody who has not experienced the service feels it is a complex mechanism for him to make a decision that why should he take my services, though they are quality services. But for him, it is difficult to take a decision there. It is less efficient than physical good production. When I say efficiency, you will all agree that in the manufacturing system of physical goods, we can have a lot of standardization, we can have a lot of variety reduction, we can have improvisation, we can have leaning, we can have a lot of things, because we have experience doing all those businesses. And when we talk about production of physical goods, a lot of standardization, a lot of system driven approach is there, and hence the efficiency levels are pretty high. But when we talk about efficiency levels in the service domain business, it is very, very difficult to have very, very efficient services or very, very efficient mechanism in terms of the productivity of the service. First is, it is difficult itself to measure the quality. It is difficult to understand the customers sometimes. It is difficult to understand the employees sometimes, because when you talk about delivery of the services, there are a lot of unseen parameters which are there, and providing and understanding those parameters and still delivering the services becomes a little challenging, and therefore there is lesser efficiencies than the physical good domain. Design of total service package is also a challenge. Though a lot of companies today in the area of tourism, in the area of healthcare, in the area of education, have been working hard in delivering total services packages. Even supply chain logistics companies today are working very hard in providing total services packages. But the cost of design, the cost of management, and the cost of creating a zero defect is significant and very, very challenging in terms of service domain. When I was talking about the experience, I wish to share with you that when you buy a ticket or an airline ticket for traveling from destination A to destination B, defining the quality of service here is going to be extremely difficult, and therefore you will have to, it will be purely based on the customer's perception of what the service is being provided. There is no point in tasting the ticket or smelling the ticket, because by tasting or smelling the ticket, probably ticket can have a fragrance, but it will not talk about the services being delivered by an airline. Customer will have to himself fly to experience the services, and therefore I say services have to be experienced. They cannot be seen, they cannot be felt, they cannot be consumed directly without experiencing them. So you will have to experience the service, and therefore this intangibility factor of the service becomes very, very important to understand that what category of service. Is it the pure intangible service? Is it the combination of physical good and the service? Or what is the type of service you are delivering to the marketplace is very, very important for you as a business understanding. Next important parameter is the perishability of the service. When we talk about the perishability, this implies that services cannot be stored, and when you cannot store them, it is becoming very difficult for a marketeer to actually deliver and to give it to the customer as and when required. Similarly, they cannot be resold. means if a customer has consumed the service, he cannot give it back, because you cannot take back services because they have already been consumed. So, and they cannot be resold because they have already perished once the duration is over. I'll give you an example a little later. Second important is, with the physical good industry or the physical good product, you take the product, you buy the product, you go home, you see the product, and probably you don't like it, and you have an option of coming back to the shop and you give it back to the marketeer. But with the services, this is just impossible, because you are part of manufacturing. Customers are largely part of manufacturing the services, and customers will also consume the service which is being delivered to them. So services once consumed cannot be given back to the, you may like it or you may not like it, but you have already consumed the services. Some of the examples when you talk about services is the unoccupied hotel room, when I say perishability. So I have a hotel and there is a room which is vacant. So today, if it is vacant, I just cannot do anything about it. I have wasted the opportunity of creating a revenue out of it. So, but the services which were supposed to be delivered or which were supposed to be offered to the customer are lost now. I cannot do anything about it. Secondly, some of the seats which are unoccupied in a plane or train or a bus, unless and until you consume them, you are unable to generate enough of revenue out of that services. I'll give you a very simple example of vacant seats in a plane and what is the loss when you talk about the perishability part of it. Suppose the capacity of the plane is 380 seats and cost of one seat is roughly say 4000 rupees. So number of seats sold in the plane, example, is 340. That gives a clear cut idea that seats which are unsold or seats which are going to be vacant is 40 numbers. Now when you say that 40 seats are vacant, there is a clearly loss of revenue in terms of 40 multiplied by 4000, which is 1,60,000 rupees. So loss to the service provider by virtue of seats being vacant is 1,60,000 rupees. So, and these seats which are vacant are gone, means plane has to take a leave and it flies. So once the plane flies, the services were there, there was an opportunity of creating revenues, but the opportunity is lost. And therefore, these characteristics in services is important, and one has to actually understand the gravity of this perishability of the service. Some of the implication of this perishability is it is very, very difficult to synchronize supply and demand with the services domain business. Since we have shared or we have discussed enough that services cannot be inventoried, they cannot be stored. So, and the supply or the demand pattern in the service business is challenging, because there is a demand and probably you provide a service. But today there is excess in demand or there is a rise in demand and you have pressure on the services or the employees to deliver the service. Tomorrow you have low demand of service, but you have the same capacity of your service delivery mechanism. So when you have same capacities, your services are going to be underutilized, and your cost of delivering the services increases. So this is becoming a big challenge, and this is a big challenge in the domain of services business. Second important is services are short-lived, and the value creation of services is also short-lived. Means, in short, they are time-bound. Means, when I say plane has to take off, so probably you can sell the seats before the takeoff time, once the plane has already taken off, or once the 45 minutes or 1 hour time, which is a scheduled time before leaving, probably once that time is over, you cannot actually sell the services. So they have a short life, and since they cannot be stored further, you lose the service if they are not sold in time. We have already discussed about that services cannot be stored, and therefore they become perishable immediately. And you will also agree that since services are manufactured and consumed simultaneously, storing becomes out of question. Capacity of delivering service is finite. When we say finite, I mean to say that there is always a limitation or there is a cap when we talk about how much service can we really deliver to the customer, and how much employees or how much resources we need to deploy when we talk about capacity management in the service delivery business. So there is always a cap on it, and therefore capacity of delivering service is always finite. services cannot be returned or resold. We have already discussed this in the previous slide that once you have consumed the services, you will find it extremely difficult or it is just impossible to return or give the services back to the service provider because they have already been consumed by you. These are some very important implications for the marketeer, and when you design your marketing strategy or when you design your business model, you will have to keep in mind this perishability as very important characteristics, because this has large implications on your revenue models and the profitability part of it.